The Youth's Instructor, December 7, 1893, Words to the Young. Satan is watching for an opportunity whereby he may take control of him whom God has blessed with great light. If he can work upon the soul in such a way as to transform the character of those who have been greatly enlightened of heaven, so that he may cause them to work his works, he will triumph. We are a spectacle unto the world, to angels, and to men. He who makes up his mind that he will follow his own natural unsanctified inclination is not placing himself where he is likely to be inclined to become religious. The unsanctified heart will never incline itself to God. Joshua said to Israel, "Now therefore, put away the strange gods which are among you, and incline your heart unto the Lord God of Israel." But this thing commanded I them, saying, "Obey my voice, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people, and walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you." But they hearkened not, nor inclined their ear, but walked in the counsels and in the imagination of their evil heart, and went backward, and not forward. But thou shalt say unto them, "This is a nation that obeyeth not the voice of the Lord their God, nor receiveth correction. Truth is perished, and is cut off from their mouth." But they obeyed not, neither inclined their ear, but made their neck stiff, that they might not hear nor receive instruction. I must impress upon you to note the agency by which the soul is destroyed. The soul's destruction cannot be laid to the charge of God. It cannot be said that he has made a decree against any man. He does not cast darkness before the eyes of him who would see light. The condition of the soul is in accordance with the seed sown. If we recklessly cast seed into the soil, whatever may be its character, the harvest will be after the kind of seed cast into the soil. God is full of mercy and goodness and truth. He forgives transgressions and sins. But if the human agent takes his case out of the hands of God and wills to do as he pleases, irrespective of warning and reproof and counsel from the Spirit of God, if he refuses the light that is flashed athwart his pathway to reveal to him whither his feet are tending, if he chooses darkness rather than light that is of infinite value and determinedly walks in darkness, he will come to look upon the light that is as an angel to guide him aright, as veritable darkness that is against his good, and how great is that darkness. It is a terrible thing for us to have our own way. If we indulge self once in any known sin, unless the heart is touched by the Holy Spirit and yields to the entreaties of God in repentance and contrition, it is easier to sin the second time. The second departure from righteousness is less offensive than the first, and thus the habit of evil is formed, and the seed sown produces a harvest. Through the germinating power of what a man sows, he proceeds from bad to worse. Those who neglect to search the Scriptures, choosing rather to read books of skeptical writers or of writers who are frivolous or worldly, will be tempted to neglect prayer, to withdraw from religious meetings, to invest money in cheap literature, and will so educate themselves that all taste for the sacred oracles will be erased from the mind. Thus will they be led to refuse to hear, to refuse to incline the heart to seek God while he may be found, to call upon him while he is near, while he is still sending messages of reproof, warning, and entreaty. They say to all the tender entreaties of God's Spirit, "Not now. I will go into another city and buy and sell and get gain, and after that I will begin a new life." Oh, do not be deceived by this suggestion of the enemy to wait, and that after a time you will repent. The longer you put it off, the less will be your inclination to turn to God and obey the invitations of mercy. The most discouraging development in your case is the very fact that you say, "Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee." This is an evidence that conscience has become aroused and then put to sleep again with an opiate. But think of this: conscience may never wake again. While God grants you life, while you are sure of probation, embrace your day of opportunity and privilege. On the morning of June 29, a brother came to the house where I was visiting. He had a conversation with the lady of the house at 12 o'clock. He ate a hearty dinner and afterward went to work in his garden. After working for a while, he became heated and thirsty and drank a cup of cold water. His wife stepped out of the room, but hearing a noise, she returned. She found her husband standing leaning against the wall, but he fell that moment on the floor, unconscious. She asked him if he knew her, as he opened his eyes, but he was unable to answer, for he gasped and died. How uncertain is life! Today, many of you may go out in usual health, and you may be brought home lifeless. Your unfinished work is left for other hands to do. Today is the time to enroll your name with those who love God and who keep His commandments. Today, make your calling and election sure. Peter gives a copy of the best life insurance policy in the world. He says, "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be administered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ."